Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Friday Show. So, carrying on a theme this week, we started the theme on Wednesday, was off yesterday, and the theme is about soulmates. So we're going to talk about soulmates, but now, I always leave this open just in case you want to get a message from an ancestor or a famous person, and I know one of my listeners, friends, wants to get a message from an artist named Phil Oakes, who a singer, songwriter. I believe he, as my friend said, he died at a very early age of 35 from depression, suicide from depression. So he wanted to see if I could. Well, we'll see. Let's don't jump into that one right away. Let's see what else is going on. I'll give you lead into the show a little bit, tell you a little bit more about soulmates. We started on and today's show. I want to emphasize a little bit more about how to attract a soulmate. Ta-da! Sometimes we'll give you a little bit of a heads up on how to identify it. Then most of the show will be about how to attract. Now, I will offer you this because this is really important. That can vary from person to person. How do you attract a soulmate? Because we're all individuals. We all have individual ways of doing things and achieving things and accomplishing things in our lives. So I'm thinking that maybe if you have your own particular issue about attracting that love of your life, that soulmate, whatever you want to call it, maybe you want my spirit guides to channel for you how you specifically can attract someone into your life, not the general overall, you know, so, but how you can attract a soulmate into your life. So that's what I offer. Now, if you're not available to do it, and if you're listening to the show later at another time, you know, because I get a lot of people who listen to the show, the archive listeners through the podcasts and so forth, and you might think, well, oh, hey, I would love to have that. How do I get it? How do you help me here? How do I contact you to have that happen for me? And how do I get to hear from my spirit guides? Yeah, channel my spirit guides for you, the Sarah Group. So in the episode information, there is my email address and my phone number and my website. But website's going to take you basically to either the phone number or the email address, so you're better off just doing it that way. But whatever works for you, you can actually write me a note here, or you can write me on Facebook. So join me on Facebook. You can do it there. All kinds of ways to reach you. I try to pretty open. Try to get involved in all this social media stuff. So if you want answers on how to attract, so we've been talking about relationships and soulmates this week. So that's what we're going to focus on today, and how to attract it, a soulmate, and how do you know? I'm still not getting that Phil Oakes thing, so I have to kind of, maybe we'll get into some channeling a little while. I'll get into one article, I'll channel a little bit, my spirit guides on this topic. Oh, I thought, let me get into an article first by Pam Grout. And it's kind of related, kind of indirectly related to what we're talking about. So let me do that. And then Pam Grout being one of my favorite authors. Pam, you know, E squared, E cubed, Thank and Grow Rich. And then she has a new book out, which I always forget the title of, even though I have it downloaded. It's a new book based on an old book, if that makes sense to you. It's Art and Soul Reloaded. And it's a process. It's a year-long apprenticeship to summon the muses and ignite your daring, audacious, creative side. Now, we should all have a creative side, right? Always. So let me get into the article, and this kind of relates to what we're talking about in an interesting and different way, but it's still about attracting your soulmate. Absolutely everything is available to you. Sorrow and joy, grievance and forgiveness, horror and transcendence, it is all on the menu. It is up to us to where we put our attention. And Josh Rador is who she quoted there. My daughter Taz and I once took surfing lessons in Santa Teresa, Costa Rica. Our instructor, did I say that right? Costa Rica? I don't know. Never mind. Okay. Our instructor, a Venezuelan named Jesus, was very clear. I like this. This is cool stuff. So pay attention. Pay attention. You're in school. Pay attention, right? When you get on the board, keep your eyes focused on the sandy beach. Do not, under any circumstances, take your eyes off that beach. Okay. But when we do start paddling the board, he continued on his sexy Latin accent, ignoring us, is always going to head toward what you're looking at. Okay, so always going to hit. So, you know, get the whole story here from her about if you're, well, let's continue on because this does relate to our topic. Believe it or not, I am going to get back to this topic about soulmates in a moment. Okay. Since the last thing Jesus wanted to do was peel two first-time surfers off the scary-looking rocks on either side of the beach, he was adamant, keep your eyes on the beach. But when we jump up, hang 10, keep your eyes on the beach. I'm not going to fake a Spanish accent for this because that would be stupid. Jesus' message always comes handy in life. When you dwell on what would go wrong, you head for the rocks. When you get all buzzed about how cool something is going to be, you're head for the soft, welcoming sand. When I launched my traveling career, I had a choice. I could focus on the rocks. I'm an unknown from Kansas. I don't know a single person who makes a living as a travel writer. I have no idea how to get started. Or I could focus on the sandy beach. It's going to be utterly awesome visiting exotic places, meeting dashing foreigners, getting begged to stay at five-star resorts. I mean, you can imagine getting to write my favorite thing in the whole world about countries I've yet to explore. When I decided to write a book, I had the two choices, the rocks. Hardly anyone gets a book deal these days. Why spend all the time and energy on something that may or may not happen? Or the beach. How cool I can sit here in my pajamas and do what I love. How amazing is it that my words can make a difference in people's lives? Just like on Santa Teresa Beach, both realities exist. But the pertinent question is, which reality is more fun? Which brings more joy? Okay, so I'm not going to finish the rest of the article. You got the point of the article. The point of the article is, when you're thinking about getting a soulmate, when you want to attract somebody into your life, where are you focused on? Well, it hasn't happened to me, and the last relationship I had was really bad, and I can't. You know, men are horrible, and I don't believe in love, and women are. Okay, wait a minute, time out. Or you could focus on, I'm just going to focus on how to attract somebody into my life, how the universe will apply that to me. I will take these tools of how to attract my soulmate into my life. Okay. I will use the tools. Back to what she talked about being in the rocks. Well, it never happened to me. It hasn't happened yet. Why should it happen now? I'm getting older. Yeah. All right. Sure. Soulmate. You can see where the universe is going to cut you off right there and say, nah, I'm sorry. No soulmates for you. So taking that into consideration, Okay, wait a minute. Now I'm going to get back into one of these articles. How to attract your 11 tips to attract your soulmate. But first, I want my spirit guides to talk to you. Now, I don't know if they're going to bring up this individual my friend wanted to get a message from called Phil Oakes, and it's not really related to our topic, so I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not, but I will go under and let them talk to you for a minute about this particular topic, unless they want something else to talk about. A lot of words have been put out there about soulmates. A lot of ideas have been put out there about soulmates and the whole concept of attracting one or how to identify one. And the identification process is rather simple. It's just a knowing. It's a sense of knowing. When you meet a person that is of that vibrational connection to you, you call it a soulmate or soul partner or twin flame or whatever your words that you want there, you just know it. The vibration is so strong. Now, it may take a little time for that vibration to build because, you know, George saying, well, these people don't always fall in love right away. They, you know, they do this, they do that. But there's always an instant connection. There's always something about that person that you're drawn to, you're pulled to. Maybe it's not romantic at first. Maybe there's just something about their intellect or something about how they conduct their business or something about their habits and their personality that you get pulled into. You're immediately pulled into this person for one reason or another. That's the attraction we're talking about. That's the soulmate. So once that happens, once you start getting pulled into somebody, when you start feeling that I need to connect with this person, perhaps it's even professional at first. If you do that and you continue to build on that, soon the romantic aspects of the soulmate will start to play itself out. Because originally, a person comes into your life, even your soulmate will come into your life, somebody part of your soul family will come into your life. But it's not necessarily for romance. It's to connect with you, to process through something, to do some kind of work or to learn a lesson. And if you spend time with that person, automatically you're going to start to know that there's more to it than just that brief occasion, that brief interchange that you have between yourself and someone else. So that's your soulmate. It builds, it grows. It's as if the energy field between two people will start to grow. The connection will start to grow. It's like you start putting out a web of connection between two people. You're starting building this web, this cocoon around the two of you. And as you build this cocoon, not a literal cocoon, you know what we're talking about, this energy field around you, the two of you, it just pulls you into each other. You gradually pull more and more into each other where that connection builds and builds and builds, and it builds into a relationship. Now, sometimes it doesn't. We'll give you that. Sometimes you meet somebody initially, there's something about them that you find interesting. Maybe it's about work related. Maybe they're just there for a few days in your life to assist you in some ways, but they're still a soulmate. And maybe they'll come back in a few years. Maybe in 5 years, they'll come back into your life. Maybe you're meant to just have this brief chapter together. And then later on, you redevelop the book between you. You rewrite or you continue to write your book, your life together. So that's how you attract a soulmate. Now, George asked about this artist, Phil Oakes, who died at a very relatively young age. He had bipolar disorder. He was brilliant, a brilliant mind. And so instead of trying to let him come in and channel through George, we're just going to give you, for his friend, a few words that might be of encouragement and see if we can pick up what he might have to say for all of you. And it really has to do with just you being you and accepting who you are. Accepting who you are. Accepting the fact that you may have a problem. Accepting the fact. Now, we're going to kind of put this in, we're kind of reading him and his energy so that you know who is giving you these words. It's accepting yourself, knowing who you are, understanding your challenge, knowing and understand your difficulty, your mental or physical challenges in your life. Understanding those, being aware of those, not ignoring those, and taking the proper steps to modify that behavior, to understand that behavior, to deal with that behavior, to get to seek the proper guidance in dealing with that particular difficulty. Now, a bipolar person is an individual who swings both ends of the spectrum. And the problem with bipolar is that the medication sometimes puts a person in a neutral state, kind of in a blah state. And when a person is in the manic stage, they can be really creative, very creative, and they can produce a lot of great material. But when they get in the depressive state is where they start to get angry, and that's where the suicidal aspect of it comes in when you get into that depressive state. And so they don't enjoy the medication because the medication keeps them out of that manic creative process. But as your society develops and mental health experts realize that they need to modify medication to keep people a little bit more on the manic side, a little bit. You know, if 100, you know, if the scale is 0, totally depressed, 100% manic, and this neutralizing gets you to 50%, where you're neither depressed or manic, you're just in that blah stage, that the mental health professionals are going to be working towards getting you a little bit higher on the upper side of that scale, because you can maintain your creativity. And from our perspective, and what we're pushing down on you is ways of doing that, ways of not being depressed, and you get to that really low depressed state in your life, and not the high manic where you're actually being self-destructive at that end of it, and you're not functioning, and you're just doing everything at once, where it's not a controlled manic situation, and you get into that manic paranoid state. We're looking at helping you as a society, and this is Phil's comments for whoever's listening, so you understand that from his spiritual place, he's helping and presenting ideas from the non-physical world on how to do that, how to get from beyond the blahs, the middle ground, into a little bit more of the creative side, a little bit more hyper, you know, so extreme. So that's being worked on from our perspective to your perspective. So that's the message on that. Well, we'll let George get back to soulmates. And if you have any questions, if you have any questions for us about your particular situation, your particular love situation, please contact George. We would be glad to speak to you individually about it. Now, this show gives a limited amount of time to do that, but we would love to answer your questions. And we really appreciate George giving Spirit the opportunity to speak through him in this manner, because he's out of the way. He's out of the way. So we'll let you go and have a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Have some fun. Bye. I'm back. I think. Am I back? Yeah. I don't know if that was a message and that my friend appreciated that message or not. Have anybody known anybody who gets into that really deep manic state, crazy manic state, it can be really, really difficult. So what are we doing now? Oh, we're going to talk more about how to attract your man. We're going to back to soulmates. Okay, so if anybody wants to talk to my spirit guides, or if you want to get a message from an ancestor or anything like that, or another famous person that might have a comment on your particular situation or your occupation or something that you would like to be more information about, contact me. We'll do it here, or we can do it, you know, contact me through, I'm still kind of somewhat channeling. My mind is not here, really. Seriously, this is really weird. Okay. Must be the weather. It's kind of overcast today. It's a little gloomy in Southern California. We'll go quickly through, and I know Spirit talked about this, but 9 signs you found your soulmate. We'll go through. We've talked about this before, but I thought it would be appropriate to go back through these at this point in time. You communicate without speaking. It's just you have that thing between you. It's just that connection between you. You can almost read the other person's mind. It's like you pick up the phone and you know they're calling you, and you just know that they're calling you before they call you. And you know what that person needs, right? You just know what that person needs before they even say anything. It's that, call it telepathic, spiritual, soul connection. And it really is about your vibrations, because a soulmate, you've developed vibrations that are very, very close over all the lifetimes in your time together in the spiritual, your spiritual home. So your vibrational signals are very, very close, almost identical. That's what you call it, twin flame, or, you know, soulmate. It's like your twin in a spirit way. And so that energy signature is so close that it's so easy for you to pick up that other person's energy. That vibration is so familiar to you. Okay, the next point. You know in your gut that you found that one. Now, here's the key word here. And I'm kind of paraphrasing what they say. So I'm just kind of giving you what I get from spirit about what they're saying here. It's the knowing. It's that feeling, that energy. You just know it. You just get it. It's like that recognizing, this is my soulmate. This is the one I'm supposed to be with. This one is special for me. You just know it. The physical chemistry is palatable. And the electricity that you feel doesn't just happen on a sexual level. Holding the hand of your soulmate throws your spirit into a whirlwind, even many years into the relationship. That's kind of a cool thing. A soulmate, that energy will just continue on for 30, 40, 50 years when you've met that person. Now, I'm not saying that there's only one. There are other people who have that vibrational connection. They're all part of your soul family for the most part, that you can have that vibrational connection with, and that that energy will so be so great, and it will continue on through a lifetime. Doesn't that sound wonderful? I describe these things. Doesn't that sound amazing to have that in your life? Totally comfortable around each other since day one. It's just that knowing, it's just that connection. Soulmates connect with ease right off the bat and let their true colors show without fear of judgment. Now, Spirit talked about how that you can identify your soulmate even in a work environment, and it may not be romantic at first, but you just work really well together. It's just the flow is so good between you. Even if you don't identify with the romantic aspects of it yet, it's just, you're just so comfortable with each other. It's just you're locked in when you're doing whatever you're doing, right? I think, have you ever had that? I'll ask you that. Is anybody that is listening to the show, have you ever had that connection? I'd love to hear your stories about soulmates. you know, I can talk about this and I can present articles on this and blah, 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 right? You know, I can channel spirit on this. But I really would like to hear what you think about it, what your experiences with soulmates. So if you're listening to the show or if you're listening to the show later, call in on Monday and say, you know what? I met my soulmate and it was amazing. And this is what happened. I'd love to hear your stories. And that's really an encouragement for other people, because if people are calling in saying, this is my, yeah, I met my soulmate. It was amazing. We clicked from the very beginning. We just had this really comfortable relationship. But I want you to describe it. I want you to describe your connection with your soulmate. And that will really amplify the whole concept for other people to hear you talk about it, not just an article about it. Okay, so let me get back to the article if I can find it. Okay, but the relationship isn't all rainbows and butterflies. He or she challenges you like no one else can. Now, I've heard this before, and this is an interesting discussion about your soulmate is the one who pushes your buttons the most. Okay, the soulmate relationships precite people what they might assume isn't always smooth sailing. A soulmate isn't always wrapped up in the perfect package, physically or in the terms of life circumstances. Nor does it mean that relationship will come without challenge. You have that connection and that flow and that knowing, but also it can be really a challenge. They can push your buttons. They can push you to places that you've never been before and push you in your career or your lifestyle. And so that's one of the beauties of a soulmate, is they become more than just the muse, but they become this energy in your life that keeps pulling you towards something. Okay? Soulmate. You may not see eye to eye in every little thing, but you're on the same page where it really matters. And that's pretty much a carry on from the last point, but it's an interesting point. A soulmate relationship doesn't necessarily mean both partners always share the same views, but their overall goals and ambitions match. Now, that's an interesting thing. And I'm going to post this on Facebook, so if you're interested in reading this for yourself, and because I'm kind of paraphrasing as I go through this, but you might find this interesting to go through in more detail on your own. Ta-da! But in the important things, on the big value things, you're in alignment. The goals in life, where you want to be in the future, you're in alignment there, or you're willing to compromise a little bit, because compromise is a big part of being a soulmate, because you're willing to compromise because you have such a great connection to this person that you're willing to move. You're willing to do things that you normally wouldn't do, as in adjustments in your life or goals in your life, because you have such an alignment with your soulmate. Okay, the relationship brings both partners a sense of inner calm. I love this one. This is a good point. Beautiful point. It's obvious when you're with the wrong person, you are insecure about the relationship and you worry that one false mood will turn your partner off. You ever been in that eggshell kind of situation with somebody? You're always kind of wondering when they're going to go off or when they're going to be just upset at you for something. I think most of us have had that problem one time or another, but that's not the case for soulmates. You'll feel confident your partner is with you for the long haul. Dating expert Tracy Steinberg, author of Flirt for Fun and Meet the One, said, "No matter what happens in your lives, you both agree that you are teammates and it is together." Isn't that a beautiful idea or concept? I don't know how many of you have had this, you know, a little bit older. You just know that you're teammates. You just know that you're meant to be with that person and create those goals and challenges in your lives and to move through your lives. Not always easy, though. You can have some challenges. But you just know that person is there for you. And this is really true about any great relationship. Absolutely, any great relationships. You and your partner have separate identities, but face the world as one. Soulmates recognize that they are two parts of the same whole, but no outside influence or eternal matter can break up that bond. You're individuals, and you have your separate interests and your separate, you know, some values that are a little bit different, and certain things that you love to do that your partner may go, oh, I don't want to do that. But overall, a soulmate will connect back together, and they will appreciate the differences. They will appreciate that there are differences between you, and honor yours, and honor each other, and try to learn from each other, because celebrating differences is learning from each other. Number 9, I guess this is the last point, this particular article, we'll get into some more about how to attract it. I know I never get to that point, do I? I seem to get distracted, seem to focus a lot on just the idea of identifying. So I do want to get into how to attract, and I see I have a caller, so I'll be back there in a minute. You may have known each other for years, but you suddenly find yourselves ready for love at the same time. You know, like Spirit talked about in the channeling, you might work with somebody, be with somebody, you have this nice flow, but it may not connect at that romantic level. When it comes to true love, timing is everything. I've married so many couples who, the author, and this is on HuffPost, and this is according to the author, I have married so many couples who met in high school or in their 20s, maybe dated, broke up, moved on, or hung out around the same friends, or never connected. Then one day, they run into each other again, sometimes in magical ways, and love blooms. If you meet that person and you seem to have that really nice connection with somebody, and it doesn't seem to work out, and you go, oh, man, I thought, you know, I really felt this connection. Let the universe take care of it. They may have things that they need to accomplish outside of your connection, and you may have things that you need to accomplish outside your connection. But at some point, allowing the universe, giving the universe the flexibility to rearrange things, to bring together you, both of you, at a time when it will work. For my friend in the chat room, I already gave a message from Phil Oakes earlier. My spirit guides kind of took in his message and passed it on, and it had to do with how society will change in the future, as in dealing with and the industry that works with manic depressants, and how the industry will change in the future. So you know that there will, the dumbing down and the neutral state is not a benefit. Okay, but it will go there, so we'll leave that one alone. Let's get back to our soulmate thing. And let me check and see if somebody wanted to talk. Okay, there is a caller. So I'll take the caller, and then we'll get back to more about how to attract, because I've been talking about how to identify. But now you need to, once you've identified, okay, you got this idea, this is how you identify somebody. How do you bring that person in? How do you bring your soulmate in? We'll talk about that next. And if not today, we'll talk about it on Monday. We'll get deeper into it. So I'll take a call, and then we'll get into that. Hello.
Hi, George. I was just calling to ask about the channeling, but apparently you already channeled, so I'll listen to the recording. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, it was a little bit earlier in the show. It wasn't directly that energy, but my spirit guide's got a message for you, or for everyone, from him. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Speaking of soulmate, have I already attracted my soulmate?
No. That's what I get. No. Okay, you will, but no.
Thank you.
I don't get an energy around you've ever met this person. So I really, no, I don't get that. So, but you will. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I was trying to give him a positive, but I couldn't get a positive. I was trying to give him a message. Oh, yeah, I've met this person in the past and, you know, years ago, and they're going to come back in your life. No, I don't get that. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully you've met that person and they're going to come back into your life. Now, my friend, I know he's been married, so I can positively say that your soulmate is not your ex-wife. So, okay. In that, but sometimes you have some, sometimes the exes are part of your soul family. They may not be that one that you totally connect with, what we call soulmate, but they are part of your soul family, and they do come in for a purpose. And they generally come in for purpose to what you would call push your buttons a little bit, push you forward in life in a little bit, make you work a little bit in a little different direction. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze in a moment. I hope I don't sneeze. So we're going to go through, I got another article. I have a bunch of articles. And this is an article from under the heading of Love and Relationship, Finder Minds is the website, finderminds.com, FINERMINDS.com. And it's under Love and Relationships, 11 Tips to Attract Your Soulmate. They've been giving me an estimated reading time of 8 minutes. It would take me a lot longer to read it because I'm going to just kind of jump in there and give you all kinds of things. So I'm going to skip the intro. So I'll cut a minute out of the reading time, right? And Believe It Will Happen is number one point. The wonderful universe of ours is set up to deliver the people and things to us that are consistent with our beliefs. Notice that word beliefs. Believe it will happen. Consistent with our beliefs. If you don't believe you'll ever find the one, then guess what? You probably won't. You probably won't. So believing that and knowing that your soulmate is out there is the most important part of the formula. If you learn to believe that one is not only the one, but they are also looking for you. Now, that's a beautiful point. Think about that. Think about that for a second. Your soulmate, that person, they're out there going, I wonder who my soulmate is. I wonder who or she, who they are. I'm out there seeking. I believe that I have one or a person. Now, I know I'm narrowing this down to one person, and I've told you before, you can be different people. You know, the universe is not going to just kind of lock you into one person, that there's a lot of romantic or love soulmates that you could have. But there is somebody out there looking for you. Think about that. They're out there looking for you as much as you're open to them. Now, it's that open. It's the belief that, yeah, I know he's out there. I know she's out there. And I know she's looking for me or he's looking for me. And I know the universe can align that. I believe it. And the more examples that you hear about it, that's why I ask and encourage you to call me, if not today, on Monday or next week sometime, and say, yeah, I met my soulmate. This is how I met them. This is that partner that I've met. Now, I think one of the keys to soulmates, and I'm being reminded of this as I go through this from Spirit, that is, you become best friends. It's a beautiful best friend relationship, because I've known people that have been together for 10, 15, 20 years, and I always ask them, who's your best friend? They always say, my partner. So that soulmate really becomes your best friend. Isn't that a cool idea? It's a great idea. Okay, point number two, fall in love with yourself. Ooh, know that you are lovable. Find ways each day to nourish yourself with love, appreciation, positive thoughts, and tenderness, and compassion. Be compassionate to yourself. Believe in yourself, right? Begin to care for yourselves as if you're the most important person in the world. You deserve your own love and affection. When you fall in love with yourself, the whole world mirrors that love back to you. Oscar Wilde said it best. To love yourself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. That's a beautiful quote. To love yourself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. So loving yourself, And trying to identify with somebody who does the same thing. You want to meet somebody, that soulmate, who loves themselves. So when you meet, there's a lot of love going on there. Not just, you know, not just between the two of you, but each one of you separate as an individual has deep love and respect for themselves. That makes for a greater relationship, right? Doesn't that make for a much better relationship? I think it does. What do you think? Absolutely. Okay, so we're not going to get through all these today, I got a feeling. I like the next point, and this is really important. And I'll give you an example in my life right now. And this is cool. And so it says, make space for your beloved. Eliminating physical clutter from your life is one of the fastest ways to increase the inflow of new positive energy. At the same time, you want to create physical space for your soon-to-arrive beloved. Make sure to clear some space in your closet. Now, I've talked about this before. And you know, if you haven't listened to the show, and I think I talked about this on Wednesday a little bit, but it's interesting. And this is a little different approach to the same subject. And I have a different – I'm going to have a little different take on at the end of this little section here. Keep the nightstand on your soulmate's side of the bed empty so that they will arrive. They can fill it with their own personal items. So if you have everything – your stuff spread out everywhere. And if your soulmate comes and they're going to stay with you, maybe even just be with you for a while till you find a place together – they have space. I need to create space, right? Nature abhors a vacuum. I love that. Remember the old saying, nature abhors a vacuum. It applies here. Create space for the universe can deliver your soulmate into a home that welcomes him or her, even if you've never planned to have your soulmate live with you in your space. It's essential to do this. What do you think about that? That's a great idea. I met a lady online, and we started to chat a little bit. And I'm not being overly critical of the person because I know they're a little bit younger than me, and they're in the world working still. But they say they're busy 24/7. I'm always busy. And they asked me if I'd ever work. Well, this is work. I mean, it's not really work. It's play for me. But you can't do that either. Male or female, you can't do that either. You can't be so busy. 24/7 does not work if you want to attract your soulmate. Absolutely, positively, you need to create time available. Create downtime. Create do nothing time. You know, if you create – oh, this is a beautiful thought and it just came to me, and I think you might want to think about this as in developing a relationship or creating and attracting your – create time that's just do nothing time, absolutely no nothing time, where you just kind of have to look for things to do. Well, I have nothing to do. What am I going to do? Okay, universe, bring me something to do. You create this window of opportunity for your soulmate to come in. If you're busy all the time, always trying to find something, you know, this list of to-dos and places to be and people to be with, stop it. Create time that you're looking for things to do. Because remember that point was the universe abhors a vacuum. Could be a vacuum of time. So the universe is going to bring you something to fill that time, a soulmate. Isn't that a beautiful idea? Isn't that a beautiful concept? Think about it. Do you have free time? Nothing to do time? I don't know what I'm going to do this afternoon. Well, good. Absolutely a beautiful thing. Think about it. It's amazing because now you're asking the universe to fill that free time with a soulmate. Think about that one. That's a really important point. I'm going to amp that one up for other people. So this has been fun. Well, we'll be back on the subject on Monday because I got more to say about soulmates. I love you guys. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye.